Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jan speaking. How may I help you?
Jan, thank you for taking my call. My name is Hilton. You say your name was Jan, J-A-N?
That's correct.
Thank you, Jan. Yes, it's in regards to, let's see, from Home Depot online, I received this message indicating that. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, indicating that I paid for the shipping, that I was entitled to a home free gift and pay for the shipping. And it turned out that that I just paid for the shipping, and also my credit card was also charged with a $59.97 for a this watch. Now, why is this your company or is it Home Depot who's doing the deceiving here?
I'm sorry, sir.
Who is deceiving me, Home Depot or your company, where they say that I pay for the shipping, and according to Home Depot, I'm entitled to a free gift, and I can choose from a list of different gifts, and I happen to chose that watch, and then I was charged $59.97. Why?
All right, can I have your zip code in order to locate the account?
33319.
33319.
Correct.
So, I'm in one moment, sir.
Okay.
First and last name?
First name Hilton, H-I-L-T-O-N. Last name Lara, L-A-R-A.
All right, can you verify your shipping address?
It's 4281 Northwest 41st Street, apartment 414, Lauderdale Lakes, Florida. And the zip code 3339.
Alrighty. Now I do see here that this is for those HyperWatch as well as this is just for the HyperWatch.
Correct.
Alrighty.
Now, if I have to pay for it, I'm not interested in the watch. Not only that, but this watch doesn't even work either. So. What I need is a refund, please. I'll be happy to mail this chip, or rather ship the watch back to you. I don't need it.
All righty, sir. Now, I do see here what you called in earlier on the 5th. Now, they do looks like they processed a refund of $20.98 on your behalf. They actually gave you 50% off of that watch.
20 again. I paid 50. My
35% off. I'm sorry.
Well, we're missing the point here altogether, because to begin with, this is supposed to be a free gift. Okay, I was only supposed to pay for the shipping, $6 and change, and now you're talking about a refund and you're talking about giving credit. Why? I mean, that's not the point. The point is that I shouldn't pay for this at all. If I have to pay for it, I'm not interested. I'd be more than happy to mail this watch back to you. I don't need it. This is deceiving.
Yes, sir. The reason why I brought up the refund is because on that call, you called in about charges. They explained to you the charges, the terms and conditions of the trial, things of that nature. They offered you a free discount, so you accepted a 35% discount. They canceled this account. They refunded you $20.98, sir.
Well, they say something about 14 days, and it happened to be when I call, by the time I receive this watch, it happened to be already 14 days. So this is like deceiving. Again, it's deceiving because you're playing with these terms. I mean, 14 days, and then when by the time I call, the 14 days are already up, so I'm not entitled. Well, I mean, these are just things that you make up to deceive people. Why? I don't understand. I mean, should I report you to the Better Business Bureau? This is entirely, it's
yes,
not
sir.
Right.
Just allow me a few moments to speak with my supervisor, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lara. I did go ahead and speak with my supervisor. Now, she did advise me to offer you a 50% refund, and you get to keep that watch. Is that something you'll be interested in?
No. Again, like I said before, Jen, I'm sorry. I just don't want the watch. I want to return this watch and get a full refund because it's a matter of principle here, okay? Okay. Now, again, whether it's Home Depot, whether it's your company, this is deceiving. Or you send, you're entitled to a free gift. Only you only have to pay for the shipping. And now you're talking about percentage of refunds. Why? No, I mean, there shouldn't be any talk about refunds. I mean, if anything, refund, well, refund what you already charged me, and you also charged me for the shipping. Okay? So, I mean, I'd be willing to pay you for the shipping, okay? Because you already shipped me that merchandise. And then out of my pocket, I will pay to ship this watch back to you because I'm not interested in the watch. What I'm interested in, you refunding me the full amount of $59.97 that was charged on my credit card without my authorization. I didn't authorize that. I don't know. Does that fair send to you?
All righty, sir. Now, I did go ahead and refund the $59.97 to the account. You should be receiving that within 3 to 5 business days. Just allow me a few more moments to get you to see what must be done with the watch. Just allow me a few moments.
Well, before you do the, may I please have the location where I can ship this watch to?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm asking you to allow me a few moments. I will get some more information about where the watch should be returned to.
That's okay. Go right ahead. Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome. Just a few moments.
Okay.
Yes, sir, I am still here. Just allow me a few more moments.
Okay, John, thank you.
Yes, sir. Now I did go ahead and get that information on where you can return that watch to.
Okay.
It's 20.
Okay.
66 North Capitol Avenue. Suite.
Okay.
It's suite 3010.
Okay.
San Jose, California.
Okay.
95132.
Okay. I can ship this via U.S. mail, or is there any particular way of shipping it?
No, it's not.
U.S. mail.
No, yes, U.S. mail will work fine. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Your one more question here. Okay, mm-hmm. You are credit account. When are you doing that?
I'm sorry?
When are you crediting my account?
Well, I processed the refund on my end here of the remaining balance of the $59.97. They had already processed $20 worth of it, so I did like $39.97, if I'm not mistaken, or $39.99, I'm not sure. But you should be receiving that within 3 to 5 business days, the standard refund protocol. It just depends on your bank. You might receive it a few days before that. Just depends on your bank.
Well, if you could please hold the line for a moment while I check my account, because, again, July 5th. Yes.
Now, it won't reflect immediately.
Are you talking about the $20, or are you talking about the $39.97?
I'm talking about the $38.99 that I refunded.
Okay, I understand that part, right? But the last time, I think it was a day or two ago that I checked. Let me double check my account here, because again, this is this is August 20th already, and that was back in July 5th. They told me it was 5 to 7 days, and it has been longer than that. I still didn't see it in my account, but let me take one more look, please.
Well, so you actually were refunding on the 5th of August, so it's been maybe 15 days since the refund.
Well, okay, and then again, I didn't see it in my account. I'm going to double check right now just to make sure it's there. The $20, not the $38.99. Okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
One moment. Let me check here real quick. Let's see. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just trying to access my account online right now. I'm sorry to keep you waiting here, but let's see. I'm almost there. Let's see. Now, this would have come from, so when I'm looking for a date, a name, really. What am I looking for here?
Well, you'll be looking for that refund. It should be a plus sign of $20 and some change. That's what you'll be looking for, sir. $20.98.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, Buy Sharp Gadgets. Okay, your phone number. This is Nevada. $20. Yes, you are correct. It's right here. Okay, to sum it all up. Okay, now let's see. This is August 6th, and it was done on August 5th when it was issued. Okay, I understand that. So you submitted this credit now, today. So how long will it take to be posted to my account?
Once again, sir, it'll be 3 to 5 business days before that refund gets posted, depending on your bank.
Right. Okay. So, it looks to me like I'm still losing here because I'm going to be paying for shipping twice. The first time, and then the second time. Now that I'm sending the unless you send me a pre-posted envelope or something where I don't have to pay for shipping again because I already paid for the shipping once.
Yes, sir. I do understand that. However, we won't be able to issue you any prepaid shipping or anything of that nature. Now, you did say early in the call that you were willing to pay for the shipping and handling of the watch if you had to return it.
Well, I did say that, but you know, if you really stop and think about this here, I'm paying for the shipping twice. You know, you sending it, am I sending it back? I mean, and it's something that I didn't, you know, this is not something that I didn't create. I don't know whether it's your company or whether it's Home Depot. That's another question I have for you. Who is responsible here? Your company or Home Depot?
Responsible for what, sir?
Because this is a trick here. It is a trick because they tell you, choose your free gift, okay? You only have to pay for the shipping. And they say, choose your free gift, meaning you don't have to pay for it. You only pay for the shipping.
That's correct.
At least. So who is doing that, Home Depot or your company?
Whoever you took the survey for, sir. Now, the free gift that was offered was a free trial. That's the gift. The gift was the trial. Oh. The trial of the product. That's what the gift was, the trial of the product, sir.
Oh, I understand now. Okay, well, okay, so still my loss. But I will ship this back to you. And next time I see anything like it, I'm not going to go for it. This is just too much trouble. Jan, you have been very helpful, and I do thank you for your help.
You're welcome, sir, and I do thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.